وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم كفى بك شرفا أن تكوني سيدة نساء أهل الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أحبها فقد أحبني ومن آذاها فقد آذاني. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, in the previous Jum'a we spoke about the Azwaj Mutahharat and in particular Sayyidatina Aisha radiyallahu anha. I thought it opportune to follow the discussion by introducing the daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and briefly to highlight the life of the queen of the woman of Jannah, Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with 7 children, 6 of whom were from Khadija radiyallahu anha, and 1 son was born to him from Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu anha. 4 daughters from Khadija radiyallahu anha and 2 sons. The 3 male offspring of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away in their very childhood. As we will discuss, you will realize for yourself, one cannot discuss the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam without making mention of the great challenges that came in his life. One cannot fathom the amount of difficulties and how many of his immediate family members, both his daughters and his grandchildren, the Nabi of Allah buried with his own hands. The first daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was born to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at the age of 30. When this daughter of Nabi alayhi salam grew up, and this was the primary concern, as it will follow in all the other daughters of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam gave priority to the aspect of marriage. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha, the mother, suggested to Nabi alayhi salam that if you consent, Abul As ibn Rabi', who is my nephew, my sister's son, I think he is a suitable person. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam agreed, and his eldest daughter Zainab radiyallahu anha got married to her first cousin Abul As ibn Rabi' radiyallahu anhu. In this union, Allah Pak blessed him with 3 children. The first being a daughter by the name of Umama, the second being a son by the name of Ali, and the third child, the gender of this child is not mentioned. He was a baby and he passed away in his very infancy. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat to Medina, his daughters also made hijrat. All the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam also made hijrat. Zainab radiyallahu anha, she was hurt and injured in the journey of hijrat. And it was this very injury that came upon her, which she sustained in the journey of hijrat. When she arrived at Medina, it proved to be fatal, and ultimately it led to the death of Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The Nabi of Allah himself was present at the burial of Zainab radiyallahu anha. He himself loved, and he concluded by saying, "Hiya khayru banati usibat fiyya." The noblest of my daughters, she suffered greatly for my cause. The second daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was Ruqayya, and the third daughter was Umm Kulthum. These 2 daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, he respectively got them married to the 2 sons of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam, and his 2 sons, Utba and Utayba. Nabi alayhi salam got his 2 daughters married to Utba and Utayba. The nikah was performed, but the marriage was not consummated. In the interim, Allah then blessed Nabi alayhi salam with prophethood, and Allah revealed the verses, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rise and warn your near and dear ones about the chastisement of akhirat. Nabi alayhi salam gathered his family members, he gathered his auntie Safiya, he gathered his uncle Abu Lahab, and then he conveyed to them the message of Allah. Abu Jahl was Abu Lahab, the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam, were amongst those people who from the very inception of Islam very vehemently opposed the message of Nabi alayhi salam. And he said, Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm, ama jama'atana illa lihada. Woe be to you, have you gathered us here for this trivial message of yours? We have no regard for this here. Subsequently, Allah reveals the verses, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. That woe be to Abu Lahab, may he be perished and destroyed. And with him is his wife Umm Jamil. When this verse was revealed, Abu Lahab came to his son Utba in Utayba, and he said, Ra'si min ra'sika haram, illam tutalliq ibnatahu. Oh my sons, listen to me, your people's father-in-law, that is Muhammad, that is my nephew, his Quran has revealed 1 chapter condemning me. I will not speak to you, nay I will disown you until and unless both of you in my presence do not divorce his daughters. Both these 2 sons, Utba and Utayba, at one instance divorced the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam. Asked that, Father Allah, let not this happen to any daughter of ours or any sister. That girl who was fixed to a boy, and then abruptly he terminates the relation, the psychological trauma that she goes through, the family goes through. Utba, who was married to the eldest daughter, very politely divorced the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam. The second son-in-law, Utayba, he divorced the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, and he was very rude and very abrupt. And he started insulting Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam was very hurt. One day he was sitting with his father Abu Lahab. And he was sitting with his uncle Abu Talib, who is also the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam passed by and remembered the nasty remarks his ex-son-in-law had made to him. Nabi alayhi salam said, Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Allah, this ex-son-in-law of mine has been very rude to me. And this is how he has dishonored my daughter. Oh Allah, I ask you, send a divine beast to come and devour this man. Abu Talib that was sitting there, he looked at this nephew, he says, you know what, you are my nephew and Muhammad is my nephew. But when this nephew curses, no one can stop you from that curse. When this nephew curses, then there is nothing to save you. Abu Lahab realized the consequences of this curse. He became very possessive over his son. I'm cutting a long story short. It is tragic, my brother, you and I don't know what is the names of the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam. Where must I start off with? Ask the children, they will name the names of the soccer stars and the celebrities. But how many of us don't even know the household of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam? They were traveling, they came to a particular place on the journey to Syria. They halted. Abu Lahab made adequate arrangements for the protection of his son. Allah Ta'ala sent a lion to come. It leaped its way in and devoured this person here, Utaybah. This was the evil outcome of the son-in-law. The other son-in-law accepted Islam on the conquest of Makkah, Utbah, the first one, with his third brother, Mu'tib. They accepted Islam, they became genuine Muslims, and in the battle of Hunayn, they fought on the side of the Muslims against the infidels. So when these two daughters of Nabi alayhi salam came home, he had a great concern with regards to now the future of these daughters. But of course, Allah had a bright future ahead. Sayyidina Uthman heard that Ruqayyah radiallahu anha has been divorced. He came to his maternal aunt, Sauda. He says, I believe the eldest daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, the second eldest, Ruqayyah, has been divorced. Oh my aunt, do you think you can perhaps take a proposal for me? So the aunt said, there is not a problem, let me go. She comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she presents the proposal on behalf of Uthman. Nabi alayhi salam's first reaction was, Ma uzawwiju banati walakin Allah yuzawwijuhunna. I do not decide the partners of my daughters, this is the choice of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam contemplated the matter and he consented. The nikah was performed. Sayyidina Uthman says, I then went to visit my very same aunt, Sauda. Subhanallah, poetry amongst the Arabs was unique. She looked at this match. One side Uthman, the third Khalifa of Islam, and one side the daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, Abshir wa huyyita thalathan witra, thumma thalathan wa thalathan ukhra. ثم بأخرى لكي تتم عشرة لقيت خيرا وبقيت شرا نكحت والله حصانا زهرا وأنت بكر ولقيت بكرا. Oh Uthman, how nice to see you. May the blessings of Allah descend upon you three times. Make it six, make it nine, and one more, make it ten. لقيت خيرا وبقيت شرا. Allah divinely favored you and divinely protected you. نكحت والله حصانا زهرا. What a woman, what chastity, what morality. وَأَنْتَ بِكْرٌ وَلَقِيْتَ بِكْرًا. Allah gave you the noblest of partners. When Sayyidina Uthman got married to the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, it was at that time when the hostility of the kuffar was at its peak. The Muslims were compelled to leave their native country and journey beyond the borders of Arabia. We are not speaking of a honeymoon after marriage. We are speaking of hijrat. They barely got married and they made hijrat. Sayyidina Uthman with his wife, that is the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, they made hijrat to Abyssinia. When they got to Abyssinia, there was a rumor that all the people of Makkah have accepted Islam. Hence, Islam is now a conducive place, no longer remains hostile. So the Muslims returned. When they returned, they realized it was nothing but a rumor. Some Muslims stayed on, others went back. Uthman, with the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, made the second hijrah to Abyssinia. When they got to Abyssinia, a period passed. Nabi alayhi salam had no contact with his daughter. He became very worried with regards to the well-being of his daughter. فَأَبْطَعَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ خَبْرَهُمَا. فَقَدِمَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّن قُرَيْشٍ. One Qurayshi woman came. She said, Ya Rasulullah, رَأَيْتُ خَتَنَكْ. I seen your daughter and your son-in-law, they're in good hands. While they were in Abyssinia, Allah blessed them with a son by the name of Abdullah. So Uthman radiallahu anhu was known as Abu Abdullah. They returned from the second hijrat, they come to Makkah. It was at that time that the journey to Medina had already commenced. So they barely return, and then the second hijrat, they come to Medina Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salam was extremely happy, brothers. He was very fond of Uthman. He often used to send a platter of food to Uthman radiallahu anhu. And he always used to advise his daughter, Oh my daughter, be loyal and faithful to your husband. What message do we advocate to our daughter that is leaving? One day he comes to the house of his daughter Ruqayyah. وَهِيَ تَغْسِلُ رَأْسَ عُثْمَانِ. And she was busy massaging the head of her husband Uthman. She was washing the head. Nabi alayhi salam came. He praised his daughter. He said, Yes, oh my daughter, loyalty to your partner will earn you Jannat.
Faithfulness to your partner. One day Uthman sent a beautiful platter of food to the house of Nabi alayhi salam, Umm Salma. Nabi alayhi salam comes home, he says, who sent this food? Umm Salma says, it's your son-in-law Uthman. Nabi alayhi salam lifts his hands. Allahumma inna Uthman yataraddaka fa'ardi anhu. Oh Allah, Uthman, my son-in-law tries his level best to please you by serving your Nabi. Accept his endeavors. Nabi alayhi salam was very happy, but Allahu, but look at the test, brothers. I cried as I was reading this part of Islamic history. The 10th year of prophethood is referred to as the year of grief and sorrow. Nabi alayhi salam loses his uncle Abu Talib, and 5 days later he loses his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. You cannot comprehend the nature of the challenges. Ruqayya radiallahu anha comes to Medina, 1 year, few months passes, and she becomes sick. It is that it coincides with the time when the call of jihad is made, the battle of Badr. Her condition is critical. Nabi alayhi salam has to leave to Badr. So he tells Uthman, Uthman, you are excused. You take care of my daughter. Look after your wife. The Muslims march to Badr. They are engaged in the battle of Badr. Year back in Medina, the daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passes away. The rituals of ghusl and kafan take place. The Nabi of Allah is busy in the battle of Badr. They are about to lower him in the grave. Someone calls out, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman, who is the son-in-law, says, just look in the distance, who is this here? One horseman, Zayd ibn Haritha, comes and he says, glad tidings, the Muslims have been victorious in the battle of Badr. Sayyidina Uthman then sees to the ghusl and the kafan. When the Nabi of Allah returns, he takes his daughter Fatima and they come and stand at the grave of his daughter. Fatima stands at the grave of her sister and Nabi alayhi salam stands at the grave of his daughter Ruqayya. He was out in the path of Allah when this came upon him. وَجَعَلَتْ فَاتِمَةُ تَبْكِي عَلَى شَفِيرِ قَبْرِ رُقَيَّةَ. Fatima stood by the grave of her sister Ruqayya and she cried. My Nabi stood there and he cried that he felt that I wasn't even here. She leaves behind a child at the age of 5. She barely made hijrat. Nabi alayhi salam cried and then he just said one statement. إِلْحَقِي بِسَلَفِنَا عُثْمَانَ ابْنَ مَذْعُونَ. Go, O my daughter, and join the ranks of Uthman ibn Maz'un. Uthman ibn Maz'un was a Sahabi who was the 14th person to accept Islam. Went to Abyssinia, returned to Makkah, came to Medina. The first Muhajir that passed away and the first person to bury from the Muhajirin in Jannatul Baqi. After few days pass, few months pass, Nabi alayhi salam looked at Uthman. He said, Uthman, you are looking very sad. He said, O Nabi of Allah, how can I not be sad when your daughter was in my nikah? I had the privilege of being your son-in-law. Allah in His wisdom knows best. I have a young child and my wife is gone. Nabi alayhi salam paused for a few seconds. Then he said, Uthman, come here now. Jibreel came down and has confirmed to me that Allah commands me, I give my second daughter to you in your nikah. By virtue of this, Uthman becomes deserving of Dhun Nurain, the only human in the history of Islam who has the privilege of having two daughters of a Nabi in his nikah and the daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The nikah to Uthman that of Umm Kulthum is performed in the 3rd year of Hijrah, test upon test, challenge upon challenge. In the 2nd year of Hijrat, Uthman radiallahu anhu loses his first wife. In the 3rd year of Hijrat, he gets married to the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam. In the 4th year of Hijrat, he loses his son from the first wife. He was 6 years of age, this son Abdul Rahman. He passed away in the lap of Nabi alayhi salam. And Hazrat Uthman buried his own son. فَنَقَرَهُ دِيكٌ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ. A hand came and pecked him in his eyes. And that is how he passed away. Umm Kulthum stays in the nikah of Uthman radiallahu anhu for 6 years. But Allah's will, there were no children in this union. In the ninth year of Hijrat, bearing in mind Zainab radiallahu anha, the eldest daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, her one son, then Zainab Ruqayya radiallahu anha, her one son, daughter upon daughter, child upon child, the Nabi of Allah buries with his own hands. Then in the 9th year of Hijrah, the 3rd daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha passes away. Wasalla alayha abuha. Nabi alayhi salam cried profusely and he lowered her into the grave with his own hands. And then he consoled Uthman by saying, لَوْ كُنَّ عَشْرًا لَزَوَّجْتُهُنَّ عُثْمَانِ. Uthman, I only had 2 daughters. The last one is married. 4 daughters all in all. The first one to Abu al-As ibn Rabi. The fourth one Fatima to Ali. And these two were married to you. But if I had 10 daughters, believe me Uthman, I would have given every one to you. That is how much trust I have in you. That is how much trust and loyalty and faithfulness I have in Uthman. The last daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, the queen of the women of Jannah. And again I wish to implore to my sisters that it's a high time, look at the life of the queen of the women of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, she was born to Nabi alayhi salam when he was 35 years of age. At that time when the Quraysh were involved in the construction of the Kaaba. Fatima radiallahu anha undoubtedly was the closest daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Aisha radiallahu anha says in the riwayat of Tirmidhi, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَشْبَهَ سَمْتًا وَلَا هَدْيًا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I did not see anyone who resembled the habits, the nature, the temperament, and had the common likes of Nabi alayhi salam, like his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. فَأَقْبَلَتْ تَمْشِي, when she walked, her walk was precisely the walk of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One day the Nabi of Allah was performing salah in the compound of the Kaaba. Some high profile kuffar came and they took the intestines of a camel and they dropped it on the back of Nabi alayhi salam. Some children observed this here. So they said, hey, isn't this the father of that little girl Fatima? فَانْتَلَقَ مُنْتَلِقٌ, while my little child at that age is playing with computers and playing with PlayStation, and my child has no understanding of deen, look at how the nurturing of the queen of the woman of Jannah took place. فَانْتَلَقَ مُنْتَلِقٌ إِلَى فَاتِمَا, someone came running to Fatima and he said, Fatima, go and see what's happening to your father. Fatima radiallahu anha came running to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَثَبَتَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَاجِدًا, my Nabi's blessed head was in sajda. He could not lift his head up. Fatima came as a young girl. She lifted that intestine. She dropped it off. And then she admonished them. فَلَمَّا قَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الصَّلَاةِ, when the Nabi of Allah terminated his salah, he lifted his hands and he cursed every one of them. Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Allah destroyed these people. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Imagine, in all this hostile condition, the Nabi of Allah did not stop prostrating before Allah. Today we have wonderful places in aircon environment and we still cannot bow before Allah. How will we answer Allah on the day of Qiyamah? When the Nabi of Allah made hijrat and he came to Medina, he left his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, his daughter, in Medina, in Makkah. Thereafter he sent Zayd ibn Haritha and Abu Rafi radiallahu anha, that go and bring my wife and my daughter. So Fatima radiallahu anha then came to Medina Munawwara. As she grew up, at the age of 15, again the concern that struck Nabi alayhi salam, what about the marriage of my daughter Fatima? The Nabi of Allah gave it priority. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, I thought perhaps let me take my chance and go and propose the noblest of daughters to Nabi alayhi salam. He says, I came but I thought I had absolutely nothing, I own nothing, but let me try, perhaps luck strikes my way and I can become the son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam. He says, I came to Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam says, Ali, have you come to propose for my daughter? I said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. What do you have in dowry? I have nothing other than rahilati wa dir'i. I have a horse and I have armor. That is all about what I own. Nabi alayhi salam said, the horse you have to keep it for jihad. But this armor, go and sell it. He goes and sells the armor for 480 dirhams. Nabi alayhi salam says, 400 dirhams you give to Fatima in her mehr. What we talk of mehr e Fatima. And then with this year, go and buy some fragrance for Fatima. أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الطِّيبِ فَإِنَّهَا إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then performs the nikah in the presence of Umar, Uthman, eminent sahaba. Let me tell you how simple was the nikah of the queen of the woman of Jannah. And it was this simplicity that brought into existence the likes of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. The nikah was performed, the Nabi of Allah performs the nikah, some dry dates were given out. After that, immediately she was not sent home, there was a period of time. In that, the Nabi of Allah gives his daughter some trousseau. My sister is flying to Dubai for trousseau shopping, and my other sister is going to Paris, and someone is going to New York, only to know that marriage is shattered within months, if not weeks. Someone said it so beautifully, we worry so much about the wedding, yet we worry so little about the marriage. The wedding is one day, the marriage is to remain. What was the trousseau with which the Nabi of Allah lets his daughter go? The Nabi of Allah gives his daughter one bedin. What was that bedin? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, نَكَحْتُ إِبْنَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَمَا لَنَا فِرَاشٌ إِلَّا جِلْدَةَ شَاتٍ. I got married to the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam. We had one bedin which was sheepskin. We used to sleep on that and in the morning we used to give the camel fodder on that very same thing. The Nabi of Allah gave her wisada, one pillow, which was stuffed with the husk of a date tree. The Nabi of Allah then gave her two grinding stones. And the Nabi of Allah gave her two leather bags in which to put water. This was the trousseau of the queen of the woman of Jannah. Oh my sister, it's a high time. I swear by Allah, even if one sister, my message reaches to one sister who was planning a lavish wedding and scales down her wedding in relation to acknowledgement of the queen of the woman of Jannah, you will see the barakat in that progeny. The time comes that the Nabi of Allah sends his daughter home. The groom doesn't come to receive his bride. It is the time of Isha Salah. The Nabi of Allah tells his daughter Fatima, Umm Ayman will take you home. No coming and exchanging gifts and having a lavish occasion. I'm going for Isha. You stay at home. Don't speak to Ali until I don't come. I'm going to read something before you commence your marriage. Who was Umme Aymun radiallahu anha? She was a woman of Abyssinian origin. She was the slave girl of Nabi alayhi salam's father, Abdullah radiallahu anhu. When Nabi alayhi salam's father passed away, this woman came in the custody of Nabi alayhi salam's mother, Amina radiallahu anha. When Nabi alayhi salam's mother passed away, she nurtured Nabi alayhi salam. A woman of Abyssinian origin. Nabi alayhi salam often used to say, Ummi, this is my mother, this is my mother. Her name actually was Barakat. From her first husband, she had one daughter by the name of Ayman. When her husband passed away, Nabi alayhi salam made the statement, Man sarrahu ayyankiha imra'atan min ahli al-jannah falyatazawwaj umma Ayman. Whoever wants to get married to a woman from Jannat must get married to Umm Ayman. Zayd ibn Haritha got married. Allah blessed him with Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu in this union. Nabi alayhi salam told Umm Ayman, you take my daughter. Nabi alayhi salam performs Isha. After Isha, he goes straight to the house. Subhanallah. She goes walking. The queen of the women of Jannah goes walking to the house of her groom. Umm Ayman comes and leaves her by the house. Nabi alayhi salam comes into the house. He says, oh Fatima, give me some water. He takes some water, rinses his mouth, and then he sprinkles it on his beloved Fatima. He said, Allahumma inni u'idhuha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Allah, I entrust my Fatima and her progeny to you. Then Ali radiallahu anhu comes in. He then takes certain water. He sprinkles it on Ali. He lifts his hand and he says, Allahumma barik lahuma. While today's father-in-law is busy taking cameras of his daughter, and he has the photographer, and the entire thing is being videoed, and they're holding hands and they're kissing. The Nabi of Allah starts the marriage of his daughter Fatima with his du'as. It is high time we take the du'a of Nabi alayhi salam. Wallah, our daughters lack nothing but the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. And hence it is in the relation of the absence of the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam, that in the midst of prosperity and affluence, those marriages see no happiness. Those marriages see no bliss, no prosperity. Don't be deceived by those homes and those palatial homes. Go in that house, there's absolutely no pleasure. Nabi alayhi salam then makes du'a. Thereafter he tells his daughter Fatima, you are staying fairly far from me. I have a desire that if things permit, if Allah Pak can give me a house, then I would be happy that you can stay closer to me. This is how close he was to Fatima. So Fatima radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, you have a Sahabi, Harith bin Nu'man. He has many homes adjacent to Masjid al-Nabawi. Why don't you make a suggestion to him? Nabi alayhi salam says, no, no, O my daughter. Make sabr, whatever Allah decides. He said this, he comes out. Harith radiallahu anhu got the news that the Nabi of Allah wants to relocate his daughter. He came running. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, I have homes. I swear by Allah, it will be in my greatest of privilege if you accept one house for the queen of the women of Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam was very, very touched by his loyalty and how he presented his wealth. He said, this man has spoken the truth. He accepted the offer. He relocated his daughter. Such simplicity in this nikah. Allahu Akbar, can we imagine what a couple? They talk of, you know, you see these billboards of an ideal couple, husband and wife smiling. That also for commercial reasons. Those very people on that board are not smiling in their marriages. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas says, the dwellers of Jannat will be in Jannat. Allah make us amongst them. Say Ameen, brothers. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. They will speak about Allah's sheer mercy. إِذْ رَأَوْ نُورًا. Suddenly in Jannat there will be a blinding light. ظَنُّوهُ الشَّمْسَ. It will be so bright. People will say, perhaps the sun is rising. Then they will say, no. But Allah said in the Quran, لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. That there will be no sun, there will be no moon in Jannat. So they will ask Ridwan, what brightness is this? Ridwan will say, هَذِهِ فَاتِمَةً وَعَلِيَا ضَحِكَا. No, no, this is Ali and Fatima. They were reclining in Firdaus and they smile. The brilliance you see is the effect of their smile, that entire Jannat is radiant. What was the condition of this couple? Let me tell you how humble, how simple this life was. Allah blesses them with 5 children in this union. How can I condense the life of the queen of the women of Jannah in half an hour? The greatest injustice is we've never taken our time to read their lives. And that is why even today, how many men want their women to love like this celebrity and do this and do that, cut your hair and walk like this and smile and talk and things that are totally contrary to Islam. Why don't you read the biography of Fatima radiallahu anha? Nabi alayhi salam, Allah blesses them with the first son, Hassan. Sayyidina Ali gave him the name Harb. He was very passionate to have the name Harb, which means battle. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, no, his name is Hassan. One year later, Allah gives them another son. What's his name? Harb. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, no, his name is not Harb. His name is Hussein. One year later, Allah gives them another son. Nabi alayhi salam asks his son-in-law Ali, what's the name? He said, Harb, Abu al-Harb, I'm the father of war. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, no, you're not going to win with me. His name is Muhsin. The third son, Muhsin, passes away in his infancy. Allah blesses them with two daughters, Umm Kulthum. She gets married to Umar in the 17th year of Hijrah. Allah blesses them with another daughter, Zainab radiallahu anha. She gets married to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu. Hassan and Hussein, my Nabi, loved them so much. Whenever Fatima used, Nabi alayhi salam used to go in jihad, he used to leave from the house of Fatima. When he used to return, he used to come to the house of Fatima. One day he came to the queen of the women of Jannah. When Fatima used to come to his house and she used to knock on the door, my Nabi used to say, Inna hadha ladakku Fatima. This is my Fatima knocking, the very style of a knock tells me it's my Fatima. Nabi alayhi salam, whenever she came, used to stand up and say, Marhaban bi ibnati, come my daughter, sit down. He used to stand up, he used to kiss his daughter. Today unfortunately we kiss in strange women, that is why we don't have time to kiss the daughters. That is the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to stand up, he used to kiss his daughter, she used to sit down. And whenever the Nabi of Allah went to visit Fatima, she used to stand up and kiss Nabi alayhi salam and then she used to sit. Nabi alayhi salam is on the mimbar, Hassan and Hussein come. Nabi alayhi salam cannot resist this sight. Aqbalani, Yamshiani, Ya'firani. They are walking, they are falling. He descends from the pulpit. He goes towards his children, he hugs them. He said, Allah has spoken the truth. Indeed, your children is a test of Allah. I looked at these children of mine, I could not resist them. He stands on the mimbar, he says, people, let me tell you, do you know who is the luckiest of children? He said, please tell us, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, my grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein. Their father is Ali, their mother is Fatima. Their granny is Khadija, their grandfather is Muhammad. And then he points towards them. He said, just as you see us today, that is how Allah will raise us on the day of Qiyamah. He comes to the house of Fatima from one battle. Fatima puts a beautiful curtain on her door. And Ali, Hassan and Hussein have bracelets of silver. He looks at that curtain, he walks away. He looks at that bracelets, he turns away. Fatima realizes her mistake. Hatakat is sitra. She breaks the curtain. She then breaks the bracelets from the children. The children come running. Nabi alayhi salam calls Thawban. He said, Thawban, do me a favor. Take these bracelets of silver, sell it and give it to some poor people. Ha'ula'i ahli. You know, Fatima is my daughter and Hassan and Hussein are my children. I don't want them to have the comforts of this world. Go and buy. Ishtari li Fatima qaladatan min asbin. Why not buy Fatima a necklace of wooden pieces? Wasiwarini min aaj. And for these little children of mine, go and buy them bracelets of ivory. This was the love that he had for Fatima. One day, when Nabi alayhi salam had an argument with the delegation of Nasara, and they were debating the perception and the concept of Trinity. So Nabi alayhi salam said that Isa alayhi salam is the servant of Allah. They said, no, he is the son of Allah. Then they agreed, okay, you come with your family, I come with my family. And then we cursed the wrong party. Nabi alayhi salam said, no problem, the Quran speaks about this. Nadu'u abana'ana wa abana'akum wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum. The next day the Nabi of Allah comes. How does he come? He takes Hassan in his right hand, Hussein in his left hand. He tells Fatima, you walk behind me. They talk of a presence. What an appearance. What a privilege. What an entrance. Wow. You know, mind-boggling. Can I describe it? Help me with vocab, I don't have it. The brilliance of the Nabi of Allah, Hassan in his right hand, Hussein in his left hand, Fatima behind him is Ali. As they come close, the delegation, the priest of those Christians said, I see such brilliance on this face. If he curses, they won't remain in Nasara till the day of Qiyamah. They won't remain in Nasara. Let me then end and tell you how the life, what was Fatima in her life. One day Aisha radiallahu anha says, we were sitting with Nabi alayhi salam. Fatima radiallahu anha comes. She walked precisely like Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam said, Marhaban bi ibnati, come O my daughter and sit down. Thumma sarraha. Then he came close to her. The riwayat comes in Bukhari and Muslim. He then whispered into her ears. Fabakat buka'an shadida. She started crying profusely. Falamma ra'a huznaha. When he seen the grief of Fatima, sarraha thaniya. He whispered for the second time and she calmed down. When Nabi alayhi salam stood up and he excused himself, Aisha radiallahu anha said, I said, O Fatima, what was the secret between you and your father? She says, Ma kuntu li ufshi ala rasulillahi sirrahu. I will not divulge the secret. When the Nabi of Allah passed away, Aisha said, O Fatima, now tell me the Nabi of Allah is gone. She said, let me tell you now. When I came and I sat down, he whispered in my ears and he told me, Fatima, listen, my daughter. Listen, my daughter. Every year Jibreel comes and reads the Quran to me once. This year he read the Quran to me twice. وَلَا أُرَىٰ الْأَجَلْ إِلَّا قَدْ اِتْتَرَبِ. I think my time is up and I will be moving onwards from this world. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ Fatima, hold it patient. Be patient and make sabr. Make sabr, O Fatima. When he seen I became emotional, he whispered in my ears and he said, Fatima, you will be the first one to join me after I gone. After Fatima, after the Nabi of Allah passes away, Fatima radiallahu anha asked Anas, he cried so much, I don't have time. She sang couplets. Ya abata ajaba rabban da'a. Ya abata ila jibreel anan'a. She tells Anas, atabat nafsukum. Oh Anas, tell me, how did you pluck up courage to throw soil on the body of my father? How did you build lower the Nabi of Allah? 6 months later, she comes to Asma bint Umays, who is the wife of Abu Bakr, who was the former wife of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. She says, the time has come I will be leaving this world. Oh my sister, it is time you reflect of hijab. Forgive me if I'm tramping your toes like someone said, it's better I tramp yours in this world than you tramp mine on the day of Qiyamah. Listen, oh my sister, she comes to Asma. She says, oh Asma, I'm going to pass away. But I've observed certain janazas, the woman's organs are slightly exposed. I'm very worried after I die, please see that my body is covered. Asma breaks some branches, she makes a cot. And she makes a coffin, she says, I observed this practice in Abyssinia. She takes a cloth and she covers it. Fatima says, this is what I want to do. She passes away 6 months after Nabi alayhi salam. In that 6 months she never smiled. But when she was told that adequate arrangements can be made, that your body will be covered totally after your death, that was the one smile she brought on her body. She told Asma, I am leaving this world now. I entrust you that you must be give me ghusl. Let me tell you what was her modesty. That is the democracy of Islam. That is the honor. I leave you with this. My Nabi told Fatima that on the day of Qiyamah, when humanity will congregate, and then Fatima will also stand up, and announcer will announce, oh people, lower your gaze. Fatima bint Muhammad wants to cross. Every man will drop his gaze and then Fatima will cross. It is high time we bring modesty into our lives. My Nabi held Fatima's hand and said, Fatima, ask me whatever you want. Don't think because you are my daughter, there's no accountability. Your account is separate, mine is separate. May Allah inspire us with the reality. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.